Welcome to the
podcast.
I was like, huh. You know, well, welcome to the podcast. Today we got Nathan.
What up?
Michael. Okay. And co-host Garrett.
How's it going, everyone?
And me as your host, Corey.
Why do you have Garrett co-host? What about the rest of us? What, you chop liver?
Because I'm the boss.
You're boss.
Shit.
You I'm ready.
If anything, next co-host would probably be Michael, then Nathan.
If I'm here.
Alan's there, Lauren Hall. What do you mean, next one?
Well, yeah, true, but, you know, every podcast I listen to, Alan very rarely talks. Because I'm
shy.
I think he gets stuck up doing something like playing the Secret World.
Probably.
I mean, he has a problem with that game. Well, I have a problem with League. I mean,
up on your face.
Oh shit, he went there.
That's right, I'm throwing up Will.
Oh yeah. So how was everybody's days off? Bless you. Garrett, how was your days off?
Things are very well this time.
Nathan, yours?
Well, decent, I guess.
You guess? Michael, how was your whole week, I take it?
My whole week was great.
This is actually my first day off until I go to the ball fields this afternoon. But, you know, it's something. Speaking of which, let's dive into Xbox news, Parker's section.
I have a picture now?
Yeah. Dude, I text you. What the hell? I even told you yesterday.
Text me.
We're talking about...
We're going to stick mainly to video games.
Yeah, we're going to stick to mainly video games, and Garrett has his section on computer games. I bought the Ninja Turtles game, and I bought points last week for it, you know? And I did not know about this update, changing the currency and everything. So when I went to go buy it this morning, I was like, oh, mother, that's bullcrap. I bought points. Where's my points? It looks like that you can buy point cards still, but they will transfer into cash now on the Xbox.
That makes sense.
I mean, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because there was no way in hell I was putting my card into an Xbox. So, have you guys heard about Ben Affleck? I'm pretty sure you guys have.
Shut up. Don't want to talk about him. I'm trying to ignore him.
He's the Batman.
Red, shut up.
Well, okay, we all know Nathan's thoughts on it. Michael, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I don't really care. I didn't even really care for, like, the newest Dark Knight trilogy. Like, the old Batman movies were better. I'm like, meh. You guys do that.
You know what? Robin Williams needs to play Batman.
Corey, remember you said we were saying to video games? You brought us off topic already.
I know.
It will either be the greatest thing ever or the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's talk about video games. Busy, busy, busy end of the year. In 16 days, you got Grand Theft Auto. When that comes out, there goes my life.
You don't have a life.
I'm a gamer. I have many lives.
Oh, he's got you there.
Oh, shit, son.
Yeah, but I tried that one time. Like, oh, shit.
And
you're not a gamer.
Motherfucker, please.
We got... we got PAX this week, don't we? PAX Prime. Yeah. Hopefully Xbox will announce the release date. I'm surprised they haven't announced it. Sony beat them to it.
Yeah,
Sony beats them at everything, though.
Yeah, Sony beats
them
at everything.
Yeah. See, my deal is with Sony. Now, I think, you know how you have to buy the Kinect to get with the new Xbox One?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Sony could have done the same thing. Put a PS Vita with it.
It's a move. That's what it's called.
Yeah, the Vita is the handle.
I know, but still, I mean, it would be worth it.
No, it wouldn't be worth it. You don't want to cram, these other things that people don't want.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you're clicking and playing with a pen. I'm easily entertained.
I think we are.
I think Sony's in a good spot, But hey, our console, we have an announcement date for it. We have most of the games that Xbox One's going to get, plus, some exclusives that look way better than Xbox exclusives.
Yes.
Our console's more powerful. It's $100 cheaper. And you don't get, yearly subscriptions or, whatever.
No, Sony does it too.
Well, no, they just changed it, so now you do, in order to play online, you have to have a subscription, but they actually give you stuff for, your subscription. Like, just last year alone, so many PlayStation Plus owners, they got so many free AAA titles, arcade games, and Xbox users just got nothing.
Yeah.
Because Microsoft likes their money.
I think Sony this year.
Assassin's Creed, I think.
Sony beat them with this year in the console wars.
No shit.
I mean, but I thought the PS4 was the same price as the Xbox.
No.
No, it's $100 cheaper.
Are you serious?
Well, the Kinect on the Xbox One, it just launched that price up another $100.
Yeah, true.
You were forced to have that thing.
I mean, personally, I'm sitting there. I'm going to get Titanfall because it's for the 360 and Call of Duty. But, I mean, some of the launch PS4 exclusives, I agree with you, Parker, look a lot better than the regular Xbox exclusives. It's a toss-up, I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know which one I'm going to get. It's hard.
Patrick, well.
I knew that was coming.
There's only one game on Xbox that I want, and I'm not going to pay $100 extra just to get it when I could just buy a PlayStation 4 and get tons of other games that I want that are exclusive to it.
And what's that?
Well, let's see. Xbox One, the only game I want there is Killer Instinct. That's it. That's the only exclusive that I have that I want. Like, I don't want Dead Rising 3. I never even played the first two Dead Rising.
I never did either.
I tried to play the first one. I played it for a little bit, and I was, I was over at Alan's house when I played it, and I didn't sleep far with, so I never really got into that whole thing. So the PlayStation 4, there's the Killzone series, which I've never really played, but I guess people like that, apparently, considering there's two Killzone games coming out on launch or something.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And there's Infamous. I never played the first Infamous, but it looked really fun, and Infamous 2. And I want to play the second one. I am prepared.
You are prepared?
My body is ready. It's all the other free shit that you get just for having a PlayStation Plus account.
Yeah, I mean,
free games.
It's just, every time I look at it and do the pros and cons, PS, Sony wins all the time. Microsoft just fucked up this year. Completely. I mean, I'm not even gonna, if I do get it, it's probably due to a couple of games, but I'm not even gonna get the new Halo game because I think they're dragging it out too much. That's my personal opinion. I thought it should have ended at 4,
It ended at 3.
Yeah. I mean, I remember me and Michael set a date one day, and we both woke up at what, 8 o'clock? And beat.
I think we were up at 6.
Yeah, at 6, and we beat Halo Reach in what, 8 hours?
I don't know. It was one sitting. All I know.
It was once that one whole day, man. And we took that Warthog places where it wasn't supposed to go.
I do that all the time.
I mean,
that's every Halo player.
It was after that. because it was on Legendary. I think we didn't touch Reach for about 2 weeks, maybe three.
Never again.
I'm done here.
It's kind of after what happened on League yesterday. A 64-minute match. Yeah. And then everybody hating on me because I was split pushing.
If I just hate you in general.
Well, I play as Vi, and Vi is a bruiser and a split pusher. And so,
you're playing fast, though, doing it.
Yeah, and it's old habits are hard to break. But I did buy Jenna, and oh my god, I kick ass with her as a support. Oh man, they're tornadoes for days. Speaking of which, did you know there's elixirs where they can see Team Mel's mushrooms?
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Sure are, but you lose them if you die. So they're kind of.
I mean, I was like, damn, how are they seeing my mushrooms?
Very carefully.
Because I was playing as Teemo, and I was going top lane, and everybody was like, Teemo, top, be careful. I was like, I know what I'm doing. I got this.
I'm out on console here in like 5-6 days.
I'm honestly leaning.
I'm going to get it.
What?
Diablo 3 for the console.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just because all of my friends, most of them don't have a computer to play it on, and everyone that does have a computer to play on is just like bored out of their mind with it. I'm like, well, I still want to play it, so.
That game is so poorly optimized that even just the laptop that I'm on, which should be able to play it, it doesn't play it at nearly the speed that it needs to.
Sorry about that. That was my wife.
We're in trouble.
Now she texts me, what am I doing? And I'm like, podcast? I think when it comes out, I think I'm going to get the PS4. I mean, when it comes out, and maybe wait for the new Xbox. Because, I mean, Titanfall, what, is Titanfall is coming for the Xbox
360.
It's 360 too, right?
Yeah, but it's not everything.
I thought Titanfall was a 360 exclusive.
No.
No, they at first it was, and then just recently they announced that it was going to launch on PS4, maybe PS3, I'm not sure, on PS3, but they said it was going to be on PlayStation.
I'm going to be the very...
Either way, that game just looks amazing, and I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean...
It has like a giant robot in it that you can put on guard mode.
Multiplayer campaign, I don't... Is that how it is? There's not a single player story. You have to play with multiplayer.
Yeah, it's like a completely multiplayer driven game.
Yeah,
I love it.
So
kind of like Defiance.
Yeah, kinda.
But better, I think.
Except not an MMO or with story at all. It is straight up Call of Duty with mechs all day, every day.
All day, every day, man.
Every day I'm mech'ing.
I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to say it's going to beat Call of Duty in sales.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, a lot of people buy Call of Duty every single year. And, like, it breaks sales records every year.
But
I buy it just because you guys buy it and I play with you.
But Titanfall, I've been kind of bored with, parked out of Call of Duty since, like, the first Black Ops. Like,
yeah.
I hate Modern Warfare 3, and I played a bit of Black Ops 2, I got like 5th prestige or so, but I just really burnt out on it very quickly. But I played it because there was nothing else to play. And Ghost, I'm not excited about, but Titanfall, I played fucking Titanfall.
I mean, okay,
sold. Whatever I saw you can get in those mechs, that sold it instantly for me. I was like, yes, buying it, don't care.
Okay, the thing Titanfall has going for him, to beat Call of Duty, mechs, multiplayer campaign, and the people got that first started Call of Duty and then they left and they made this game. That's four things going for Titanfall. And what does the new Call of Duty have going for them?
Character customization.
Dogs and a new storyline. That's about it. And I'm guarantee you that new storyline is nothing different.
To all those people that like Call of Duty out there, nothing against it. I just don't like it because it's the same game over and over and over.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so many different every time.
Garrett, I broke League.
Broke League, what did you do?
Talking about Titanfall, Call of Duty.
Because speaking of Call of Duty, you know, made me think how you can't betray your teammates unless you're on, like, hardcore and everything.
I can betray my teammates all the time.
Well, on League, apparently they wanted to ward the Baron.
That's when you pulled the Baron.
And
You did.
I shot the Baron and everybody was there, and all of a sudden everybody decided, was just cussing me out. I ran and everybody died.
You wonder why nobody likes you.
We wanted to award the Baron, so our new player painted, and then like he typed in the chat ward, you know, and so like our brand player walks up on guard and Baron to play his tail. He wards Baron, and Corey comes out of nowhere and he runs up and Ash and he just starts shooting the Baron, and we're like, dude, we just wanted to ward it, but then you know, Alessandra
player hopped in.
Brand jumps in the Baron's pit. I'm like, okay, yeah, like, are we gonna do this now? Because Nuno was there too, so I thought, all right, I guess we're all just gonna do it then. So I jump in the Baron's pit, and then the entire team comes around the corner from the river, and we all die.
And I didn't die because I had boots on. I hauled butt home, but I've never seen so much cussing at me. Because everybody was like, Ash, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, my bad. I didn't know you guys wanted just to ward it.
Corey is a big distance. Like, if somebody go paint a map, tell him to get back or be careful or let him know that there's the enemy jungler is on our side of the map coming for him. And he doesn't even pay attention to it. He just keeps pushing the lane and dies.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to it. That's one thing I need to work on is pay attention to pings and tell me what they're doing. Because... Yeah, it's bad. It's bad news, boy, Bears.
Okay. I just found out. I was looking for it. Titanfall comes out on PlayStation 4 very late next year. Ooh. So Xbox One and 360 or whatever are going to get it like spring of next year. And then at the end of the year, everybody else is going to get it.
Yay! I mean, it looks like a great game. I honestly love it. I hope more trailers are revealed at PAX this weekend.
Yeah, what about gameplay?
I want to see more full matches, man.
Yeah, gameplay too. I mean, that would be...
I kind of want to see like the other kill streaks and stuff, because right now like the only kill streak they've shown is the mech itself, which is a big thing.
I will run that constantly.
But I feel like Titanfall is probably a kill streak that you have to have. They're probably going to do it similar to like Modern Warfare 1 and World at War, where there were only 3 kill streaks and everybody had them. It's probably going to be like a Titanfall, some kind of UAV, and then something.
A spaceship.
Oh, a spaceship.
That would be... What game is it that it's... I saw it. And it's on the iPad. It's where you do space missions. I don't know what it's called, but it looks fun as hell.
Good thing. I don't play iPad, iPhone stuff.
You used to play Trade Nations.
Well, yeah, but when I had a 3G connection and stuff.
And that was back when you cheated.
Cheat, yeah, right.
You're not cheating, you're not trying.
Corey cheated.
Before he was a bad cheater.
Or he cheats at everything.
I don't cheat at everything. No,
I was busting my ass off gathering resources in this game just to try to build a freaking town hall that takes freaking like 3 weeks to get the resources for. And Corey's like, nah, just buy it. Money. Oh, I mean, I'll buy this, and this, and this, and 3 of these, and 1 of these, and 5 of these. Ha ha.
Remember back in the day we actually had to work to get anything and everything?
Yeah.
Games.
Now on iPad games and everything, you can go to the store and get iTunes cards and bada bing, bada boom.
You cheating little bastard.
I've only done that with one game, thank you very much.
He did it with Trade Nations, he did it with probably Dragon Veil, and he did it with Symphony.
No, I didn't do it with Dragon Veil.
Well, that's why I said possibly, probably. You know,
and I didn't do it with The Simpsons.
He did it with Symphony.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
How I got so many donuts is because I had so many friends.
Fact of the matter is... Stop it.
I had so many friends on there that I got so many donuts. You know...
Don't lie, boy. You don't have any friends.
the same thing with, like, League of Legends, too. Like, every single time you have money, you're like, I'm going to buy a character or a skin for a character. Like, I think you have every single skin for Ashe. I literally think you do.
Lies.
Well, I've only got one skin, so, I mean...
I don't get that many characters. Not as much as Garrett.
I don't have that many characters either, dude.
I don't know how many, you know, characters that Garrett has, but, like, you always buy the exact same type of character. That's the problem. Like, you buy Miss Fortune, who's an AD carry, Caitlyn, who's an AD carry, Ash, who's an AD carry, I swear you've got one more AD carry.
Jace.
Jace, top lane bruising kind of guy.
Yeah.
By the way, most of the characters you buy are AD carries. Like, you just buy Master AD, AD carry.
But hey, I use points for half of those.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, but a lot of times, like the skins, you have to use real money to buy the skins.
Yes.
You have a lot of skins. You've got one at least for every character you own.
No, just for Ashe and Vi.
We'll see about that.
I don't have... Oh, a Miss Fortune.
Either way, you have, like, four skins for Ashe. It's $40 right there for the skins for a single character.
Not when they're on sale.
Okay, if they're on sale, that's still... $20.
Dude, they had a bundle pack and it was on sale. So
they don't do bundles of skins for a single character.
Yeah, they did. I can take a picture of my receipt.
Do it.
I will.
Bring it on.
Just like you didn't believe me when I said I had Obelisk the Tormentor in the Yu-Gi-Oh game. I had to take a picture of buy a card that I had that you knew I had. Just to show you, I had Obelisk.
Yeah, I still don't know. I don't know if you proved it or not.
You can ask Nathan.
What up? I was on now. What were you talking about?
Obelisk the Tormentor on the Yu-Gi-Oh game.
I'm sorry. I'm searching for a fuck to give. I just don't give one.
See, Nathan. Yeah. Nathan's a pussy. He doesn't like facing me.
Because you have a fucking burn deck. Fight me like a man, you little bitch.
You cuss too much.
So?
Yeah, you gotta watch your cussing on here, man.
Why?
The kids listening, I don't know.
Because a lot of people were complained about it, so we gotta watch the F word.
I'm not gonna disconnect right now, then. That's like my favorite word.
Firecracker.
Fiddlesticks.
Yeah.
Fudge.
All the F words. Fun. Yeah. What the fun?
What the fun? What is that? You know what? Speaking of, you know, puns and everything, I bought, so it was at Walmart, and it was like 79 cents, and I had to buy it because it said Super Bowl, but the super was spelled S-O-U-P-E-R, like soup, and I was
right.
Like, I see what you did there, and I had to get it. I was like, oh my God.
Getting off topic again.
Are we ever on topic?
Are we ever on topic? We're always
excited for the new Thief game.
Who?
Oh, I want it.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a Bungie game, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Let me look it up before we're blowing smoke at our asses.
I think it's a Bungie game. I remember playing like C2, which is one of the best stealth games ever.
I hate stealth.
I'm scared. Back in the days. Alex Madness Returns, and she's just floating around in the Steam vent, and I'm like, why? And she goes through the achievement list, and turns out you have to spend 7 minutes in one. I go, oh, okay.
That's a weird achievement.
Alright.
Well, I guess they expect you to play that game a lot, well, like all the difficulties or something. I know you're on Nightmare. I don't know. Maybe there's one after Nightmare. Actually, Nightmare would be like impossible or insane.
I'm looking here.
The people that are making the new Thief are, oh, I don't have to pronounce it.
Yeah, there you go.
Channel.
Yeah.
Where's...
I was sitting there trying to think, how the fuck to pronounce this? Hey, don't worry. There's an achievement in Saints Row to play it for 40 hours, but the average gameplay to beat the game is like 30 hours. But, you know, those 40 hours will be easy for me because I have fun killing the civilians.
Yeah, I don't really expect you to do the same thing that people do with Grand Theft Auto, and that's start the game and be like, I'm gonna go do some story missions or quests or whatever, and then you kill somebody and you kill someone else. And the next thing you know, you're driving around town in a a motorcycle shooting cops for hours.
This entire game, all the side missions, all the Steelforce under my control, maybe 30 hours, maybe.
See, I love getting in the spaceship and just flying around on the street, just running cars over. It's fun.
That's what they expect you to do with a 10-hour chaos.
Yeah, cause massive, massive, crazy chaos. The only thing better than Saints Row is a Flufflepuff.
I'm going with Darth Revan's better than what a Flufflepuff is.
Flufflepuff? Everybody knows what a Flufflepuff is.
Well, I'm a nobody, so I don't know what it is.
Did you see the expansion trailer for Diablo 3?
Hell yeah.
When does Diablo... Isn't it next week it comes out?
Yeah, it comes out on the 3rd.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I'm going to get that or Grand Theft Auto. I mean, that's hard. That's a hard decision, man.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you the same question, Parker.
Hey, are they bringing back the... like they had in Diablo, the PC, the real money thing?
It's not going to be in consoles, bro.
Okay. Because I heard there was a big old bug about it or something on the PC, and I just kind of laughed. I was like, ah.
Well, since they had the auction house there that you could use real money to buy items, sell items, you had to always be connected to the internet to play Diablo 3. You don't want to do that on the console, so they took the auction house out for other obvious reasons, including that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be amazing.
I think it'd be pretty good, too. Look, couch co-op, I mean, I'm just going to go over to Garrett's house and be like, well, here, let's start up characters, and I can just hop in right there.
Yep. Boom.
No break.
And Tiffany will never see Michael in 2 weeks.
I'm going to be a witch doctor. 4 months. Who knows? 4 months.
I'll probably be a monk or a wizard.
Maybe monk.
I played the Demon Hunter on PC, but I've already done that, so I don't want to play Demon Hunter again. I'm probably not going to play Barbarian. But the other three, top up. They all look fun.
What was the new class that they said? Templar?
Crusader.
Oh, Crusader.
Yeah, Crusader. I want to play that one.
Yeah.
That's once again the DLC with the album as well?
Yes.
At some point, I'm sure it will. I don't know when the new expansion comes out, but I'm sure Xbox is going to do it.
And I'm pretty sure all of us will be playing it. I mean, it's one of those games, like I said, it's going to be a busy year.
Yeah, very busy year.
Isn't it always a busy year?
No.
No, last year wasn't that busy. Not many games came out.
Pretty much the rest of this year and 2014 is just going to destroy my bank account.
Wants before needs, man. I mean, needs
before...
Needs before wants. There you go.
I already have all the stuff I need.
Do you now?
Yep,
do
I
you?
Got my car paid off. I got my hospital bill paying off. I got plenty of food. I'm good to go.
For now.
For now. And then all of a sudden, Garrett's going to get a call. Garrett, I'm pregnant with your child. And Garrett goes, bullshit.
Bullshit. I was gonna help a Nigerian prince out.
I could see Garrett on that call. Bullshit.
Screenshot or it didn't happen.
Photos are proof, baby. Photos.
You know, I just. They're using to take screenshots, so that means you're probably cybering. That's impossible. Like, yeah, I'm gonna shoot her through the internet.
That's
how pro I am.
That's how pro Garrett is, man. So, you know, next time you talk about it, Parker, I want pictures.
No problem.
I told you not to post this on the internet. We're over.
God, now I'm getting contacted by all these girls.
Hey, girls. That reminds me of a funny story about a game I was playing.
Oh, here you did, Garrett.
What game were you playing?
It was way back when I first started playing WoW. There was this kid in our guild. I swear he was like 15, 16, somewhere there.
Yeah.
And he confirmed our theory that we said he was gay.
So let me get
this. No big deal.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
But they want to get married and be miserable like the rest of us. I say, hey, who cares?
Let them serve in the military.
We were all playing around, and we were just talking, just having a good time, just being retarded. And we were talking about, I guess, like getting laid or something. Like, it always ends up happening in a video game. You always talk about getting laid. And the kid just goes, oh my god, ooh, the girl's icky. And we were all just like, the guild just goes quiet. And we were like, are you serious or are you just playing around? Because he said it in like a serious tone. We didn't know if he was being sarcastic or what. You know, he was serious.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. Whatever floats your boat, nothing wrong with it.
Do their thing.
It's...
As long as you don't shove it up my cornhole, I'm cool.
Now, if there's any, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. You guys, they pay taxes. If they want to be married, let them be married.
Of course they pay taxes. They're still American citizens. It doesn't matter. They're married or not.
You know, it's one of those things, nothing wrong with it. I mean...
But then again, you have all those retards that say, it's not natural. Well, shut up. God gave them the choice to do whatever the hell they want with their life. So
yeah. I mean...
And also, the Bible says you can't.
Alright, let's change subject. Let's change it.
Yeah, change the subject. We're getting too far into stuff.
Yeah, we're getting into stuff that's really...
So, Elsewhere's Online.
Yeah,
group y'all gonna play yet?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
I'm either going Daggerfall Covenant or Ebon Heart Pack.
Talos Chop.
I haven't thought about it.
I don't know. Depends on if I've ever played the game. I'd like to try it out, but, you know.
That's my kind of thought process. It's like, do I want to get it? I mean, I got Lightning Returns. I got the new Final Fantasy Remaster coming out. You know.
Elder Scrolls Online even come out this year?
Yeah.
When's that?
No, because Elder Scrolls Online comes out. Spring 2014.
God, a lot of good games come out spring.
It was supposed to come out this year, but they changed it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtles in a Half Shell.
Turtle Power.
Alright, what's next?
Alright. Okay, I saw this, and I figured we'd discuss this. This is very interesting. It's very interesting. Let's see, where is it? Okay.
Interesting, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah, very interesting, but
that's
I forgot.
How interesting it was.
Alright, Ubisoft is making movies based off their games.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed movie?
There's more. Assassin's Creed has locked in Michael Fassbender, or I don't know how to pronounce his last name, as lead. Tom Hardy has signed on for Splinter Cell, and Michael Bay is attached to producing Ghost Recon, and it all kicks off with the Watch Dogs movie.
Wait, did you say that they got Michael Rosenberg to do it?
Michael Fassbender.
Oh, Fassbender,
yeah.
Right.
And I'm not too sure about it. I'm not too sure about it because it's kind of like games that are based off movies. It's kind of like, I'm not too sure. I mean...
Assume bad to proven otherwise.
It's kind of like, you got to play the game to then watch the movie, because if people go watch the movie, they don't have the full freaking experience.
That's when you play the game and watch the movie, it is abomination. You hate the game in the movie.
They do an Assassin's Creed movie, do the Ezio trilogy.
No, they're doing the RTR.
Okay, that too.
They're doing the RTR.
Either way,
I've heard.
Mr. Fassbender is playing Desmond. Rumored.
What?
And he's rumored to be playing Desmond. So, I don't know, you know, which. You know,
Assassin
they're gonna go with for the movie, but
Mark
Fassbender
is
gonna be Desmond.
Well, Desmond is
I know who Desmond is.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be about him completely, or
what side are you looking at? Because I'm looking at a site right now saying he's locked in.
IMDb.
Oh.
It says that he's rumored to be Desmond. Like, he's probably gonna be in the movie, but I think it's rumored that he's gonna be Desmond.
Oh.
He's actually doing stuff. He's gonna do David and Prometheus 2, which Prometheus 1 was also not a bad movie.
No, Prometheus wasn't that bad. I watched it the other day.
He's gonna be Magneto in the next X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's the thing, you know. It's a thing.
Grand Prix.
So what in the world are you playing? It would be kind of cool to have super mutant powers. I'd abuse the hell out of them, though.
No shit, you would. So would I, but still.
But I could see, you know, being telekinesis and trying to read a woman's mind, and all of a sudden...
That's telepathic.
Whatever, Nathan.
It's okay, it's moving shit.
You know, and all of a sudden, your mind just blows up because women's minds are so complicated.
Well, you pissed off like two or three of our viewers.
Nah, actually, we got a lot of viewers on iTunes. I think we got four stars.
Only like two or three of them are women.
Who's gonna listen?
Our entire female audience is now very upset.
Yeah,
and they're leaving.
I mean,
quick away, stop, come back.
Don't get us wrong.
Don't hit the X button.
Don't hit the X button. Come back.
Let me come back.
I mean, don't get us wrong. Us guys are dumb.
We're easily amused.
You know, my process
is... Some more
is,
than others.
Shut up, Garrett. My thought process is, it was when Nikki asked me what I'm thinking, I tell her nothing. She assumes...
You don't want to know.
She assumes I'm mad. And one day she asked me, and she goes, "You're mad." And I was like, "No, I'm not mad." And eventually I go, "The reason I say it is because I'm thinking of something so stupid that if I told you, it would blow your mind." And she goes, "What are you thinking about?" "Wondering if I could make a conveyor belt from the refrigerator to my mouth."
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know, right? This is the kind of stuff that goes in my mind. It's scary to be in my mind. It's a good world to live in, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's one of those things where...
Call me to be a bender, like Avatar style bender. Oh yeah.
I mean,
earthbending.
I think out of all of us, the one that's most attached to reality is Michael.
Possibility.
It's a possibility.
I don't live in reality anymore. I abandoned that place long ago.
I live in my own little world, and it's nice.
Reality scares me.
It's one of those things. It's like I love my little world.
They know me there.
Yes. It's great to be in my world. But I need to, like I said in previous podcasts, I need to learn how to develop filters. And some of us men are good on hints, and some of us are bad on hints. I mean, just...
Should we tell this story?
Yeah, we shouldn't tell this story. We should just...
We should do it anyway. We'll get in trouble.
No, I'm not going to tell the story.
Long story short, Corey can't take a hint.
Yeah, okay, there it goes.
Obvious hint.
Long story short,
let's say hypothetically.
I'm going to have to cut that.
and can explain Skyrim.
Yeah, it's like, no, I've moved trying to play Skyrim. Don't believe it at that. That's all that is.
We don't know who did that.
We don't know who did that. I want to say it was Parker.
Oh, you know what I mean? I was totally addicted to Skyrim. I played it for like 20 hours.
I don't have a problem with Skyrim anymore.
I don't either.
Now my problem is with League.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Michael, you have a problem too.
I don't have a problem. I'm on less than you are.
Oh, speaking of which...
For months, I'm like level 16 and you're level 30.
Speaking of which, guess what?
What's up?
I'm in my promotional round to get silver ranked.
Okay.
Yeah, boy!
I don't play that game to get ranked. I play to have fun and be retarded.
Well, I was bored. I was like, man, I'm going to troll on ranked. And it worked. I trolled the enemy team so much that they couldn't fight. I mean, I would target a certain enemy on their team and would abandon my lane just to mess with that enemy. and it eventually became 4 versus 5. Because the guy got so frustrated, he would not focus on fighting, he would focus on typing. And it's one of those things where it's like, well, you know, yeah. I mean, shoot, what was it? Was it, who was it? You had your chat box enabled, Michael. And,
my chat box is always enabled, what are you talking about?
oh, we were playing Twisted Tree Line and you killed Lucien and Master Yi with your mushrooms when you died. And they cussed you out and you're like, okay, I gotta enable my chat box.
Oh, yeah, but that's already installed and for whatever reason, or, well, no, not for obvious reasons, it, it reset all my settings, so my chat filter was still on, and I'm like, no,
so,
I want these stars, I don't want to see people rage at me.
So, for all of you out there,
hurt your feelings,
that have points on your Xbox,
I want to laugh at him for being so upset about it.
Do not worry about your points, because Xbox transfers them into cash, so you did not lose them. So
how much is 30 points worth?
I know, right?
I've already pointed that I haven't been able to use in like years.
I had 1,500 points, and it transferred into $20.
So I got like 30 cents.
All right. Yeah, no matter what I've done, no matter what I've bought, I've always had 30 points exactly.
Yeah,
left
same here.
Nothing I can do with them.
Always. It's like, shit.
Like, I don't know what I bought in the first place that ended with a weird number that would give me 30.
I think I was, like, buying Mass Effect boxes to get guns and weapons.
I don't even know what I bought to get 30. I mean, I buy stuff and end up with 30 points somehow. Nothing I can do with them.
Well, you tried to probably be as cool as me and be awesome on Minecraft, because I'm a boss at Minecraft.
You wish.
Speaking of Minecraft, I wonder what the Xbox One version is going to be like.
I know, I mean, gee, I mean...
Yeah, I cannot bring myself to play Minecraft on the Xbox. I'm, like, hooked on the damn computer version again.
Lies and slander.
I mean, yeah, I was on it the other day, because everyone else is on playing it, and we're doing, like, a little go kill the Ender Dragon world. But, man, I am 2 weeks on hardcore mode on the computer version.
Nice.
Yeah, haven't died yet.
Apples.
Very nice, Garrett. Bravo. I tip my hat off to you, good sir. See, what's funny is, I was sitting there, and I can tell a difference in attitude in Parker and Tiffany ever since Cletus moved out.
Best day of their lives.
Yeah, they're happy.
Okay.
I mean,
you don't like that anymore.
Happy.
Don't even start. Oh my god. I have nothing against Duck Dynasty. I like the show. But my brother, dear god, he watched like 3 episodes. Now he's always talking about Turpentine will clean that up, or I need my sweet tea, and I was like, I know.
Dude, that's all I drink anymore is like sweet tea.
Dude, your brother's an idiot anyway.
Oh yeah, I gotta tell the ramen noodle story on here. All right, guys, my brother wanted to cook 18 some.
18 years old,
remind you. Decided, you know, ask my parents, where's the meat tenderizer? My parents go, why? And he goes, I need something to crunch up these ramen noodles. Well, my parents told him, you don't need a mint tenderizer. So he lays down the package of ramen noodles, grabs his fist.
Very unprofessional of you.
And just weighs out and pops the ramen noodles everywhere.
Explosion
everywhere. Clogs up the vacuum cleaner with it.
I don't know about you guys.
But we're off topic.
No. Whenever I eat noodles, like everybody else that I watch eat noodles, they always like, they break theirs up in a tiny bit. I like having mine noodly.
Yeah, same here.
Like, what's so wrong with it? Like, I just take mine out of the package, stick them in the boiling water, and I just like 3 minutes doing this thing, and then they come out complete finished and noodly instead of just bits and pieces.
I just...
Noodly.
Don't
go noodling.
I just put the thing in a bowl of water and just put it in the microwave for 3 minutes and I call it good. I'm not going to crunch it up.
I can't stand microwave noodles, man. They taste so much better when done on like the stove.
Yeah, we are so... The first 30 minutes, we were on topic. Now we just went...
That's why I called bullshit on your status. Like, oh, we're going to stay on topic. Bullshit.
Hey.
We didn't even have an outline. Like, last week we said we were going to make an outline for this, so we'd stay on topic. And then this week rolls around, and like the closest thing to an outline we had was we going to talk about video games. That's it. That's the closest thing we got to an outline. We lied to everybody out there. I am so sorry.
I blame the host.
I blame the host, Dan. And the co-host.
Say, I have no power over this. Y'all just go. I say, hey, we're off topic, and you guys, we don't care, and keep going with it. I'm like, okay.
We just roll with it. Okay. All right, next week, we'll do a scripted one and see which one's funny.
I got a new scripted.
Well, you know, we'll have an outline one. See which one's funny.
We seriously need to find an outline, though. It's one thing to have an outline and then have our topic lead into something else just because it was similar, but we're just bouncing back and forth between things.
All right. Well, I got a top five for us today.
Top five what?
Top five best armor in video games. Oh,
top
boy.
Top five best armor in the video games.
Yeah. You guys can be thinking about this while I name them off. Number five is in Dead Space. The armor is... It's good looking and helps the player. Number...
The N7 armor in Dead Space 3.
Well, there goes number four. number four was the N7 armor in Mass Effect. And
is number one going to be the Mjolnir armor from Halo?
No.
Okay. It's still on the list, though, right? I'm sure it is.
Yeah. It's on the list. You know what? Why do I even do this? Because you did number three already. Number two is Samus armor.
That's a good one. See, that's classic right there.
That's classic. And number one, the most identified armor in all of gaming history, is Master Chief's armor.
Why'd you say that?
He lied.
I put the Mjolnir armor in Halo 3, number one, and you go, no, it's still on the list, though. And then number one comes along, and it's the Mjolnir armor.
I lied.
I know you lied.
So, all right. Let's go around. Michael, what's your top five? All right. Well, we'll get you guys' opinion. Email us y'all top five. What y'all think? We'll get to the email section at the end of this podcast.
Okay, the classic armor and that has to be on there somewhere. I mean, you can go invisible.
I thought about that, but I was like, eh.
You're wrong, Corey.
Eh. Now I got another question for us. This is submitted by a listener.
By Garrett.
Dear Garrett.
Dear Garrett. I'm Garrett.
Garrett. I love you, Garrett. From Garrett.
It's from Garrett. It's from Justin. This Justin guy. Shout out to Justin. If you could be any favorite video game character for a whole day, who would it be and why? Oh, boy. I would have
game character I wanted to be for a full day.
And why? Huh.
Why?
I would have to go with...
Can I answer right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Leia from Saints Row.
Ah.
In Saints Row 4, especially. And those who don't know, that's the main guy. Did you call him the player, boss, president, whatever?
I would have to go with... Huh, this is hard. Oh, man, this is hard.
This is hard. I think I already got it, though.
Okay, Garrett, go.
Shit, okay,
that's a good character.
He's a great character.
I would probably have to say Asura from Asura's Wrath.
Okay. I'd probably have to say...
Final Fantasy.
It's hard. It's a tie.
Parker, what about you?
Yeah, Parker, what about you?
If I could be any character from any video game for a day, I would be the L Block from Tetris.
But nobody loves you.
I know.
You will receive no love.
L Block.
What is your name? Beep, boop, bop, boop, 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 boop. Well, I would have to go with Lightning from Final Fantasy.
Called it? Called Final Fantasy?
Just want to be a woman.
No, she's just badass.
Woman Cloud.
No, she's not.
She is. They even specifically said that's what they designed her to be, was a female Cloud.
What? You send me this link, and you show me where they sent... She is nowhere close to Cloud.
She is exactly what Cloud is.
No, she's not. Cloud is a depressed person because he lost somebody. Lightning did not lose anybody till Final Fantasy 13-2. And they do it, and she finds out about it in the DLC for it. You want to go here?
We'll do it.
I'm telling you, man. You send me this link that you're talking about, and I'll believe you.
Alright, let me go find
it. Alright, you send me this link. Because Cloud was depressed because he lost Zack. Spoil alert if you haven't played it. But...
Oh my God, I never played it. How could you?
And, you know, it's... Don't... Boy, don't start Final Fantasy stuff with me.
I will start Final Fantasy stuff with
you. I mean, that... Why would they do that? I mean, really? That, I think you're pulling my strings just to piss me off, Parker. You like pissing me off.
Well, hey, guess what? I'll go ahead and tell you this for now. In the Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13, there is a costume for Lightning that is Cloud's soldier costume.
Yeah, I know.
She has the Omni Slash and Cross Slash abilities.
Yep, if you pre-order it.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right there.
So, because everybody loved Cloud, just because there's a skin, are you trying to say something here?
I'm trying to say that they designed Lightning to be a female equivalent to Cloud.
Why don't you come at me, bro? Come at me.
I will come at you.
Come at me right now.
Ladies, behave. You're both pretty. Stop this.
Let's go right now. Let's settle this like men. Fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs, yeah.
Right now, right here. Let's settle it. I mean, yeah, but, I mean, don't start this.
So, Corey, what's the mail say we have?
The what?
The mail.
Oh, God, Nathan, really? I still got to do my review on Saints.
Yes. Change of topic.
You're lucky, Michael.
Well, hell, you pissed Garrett off. He got out of the party, so what now?
Garrett got out of the party?
Yep, Garrett was like, I'm done. We're done here.
For you, I'm out.
Did I get dropped? And I wasn't aware of this.
It was during the whole little Final Fantasy spiel.
Oh.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I'm calling him right now. Oh, I'll text him, see what's going on.
Anyways, Saints Row 4, very fun game. Super
yes.
If you want a game that's totally serious, don't play this one. You want a game that you just have a bunch of fun, goof around, have fun, this is totally your game.
Yeah, this is a good game. The storyline, not very serious, but it's a fun storyline, and it's probably the best Saints Row game.
If you played in the Saints Row from the beginning, there are some mentions of characters from Saints Row 1 and 2 and 3, which is pretty cool.
Or you could be like me and just watch the gameplay on YouTube.
Cheater.
Cheater.
I can't say much. That was The Last of Us, so...
Alright, Garrett got dropped.
I'm back.
Sorry, Garrett. I thought we'd... scared you away with the Final Fantasy rant.
The technical difficulties.
All right. Time to dive into mail.
Here's the mail, it never fails.
Bet you want to wag my tail?
Oh. All right.
Blue's Clues.
I'm the map.
That's not Blue's Clues, that's Dora.
All right, Parker. This one's for you.
I sure is it from me?
Shut up.
We're never going to let that go.
Nope.
Shut up. I'm waiting for one of you guys to email me and say, just see if I can catch it.
Why would he ever do something like that?
Because it's y'all.
He just gave me a great idea.
Michael, why are you not on more of the podcast?
Because the host doesn't invite me often enough.
Bull crap! I invited you to everyone.
There are times in which I can, you know, get on you.
Okay, what he's trying to say is when we started recording, he couldn't attend due to a certain person. That is all being said.
That is all.
Other people needed the laptop more than I did to do a podcast.
Michael, this one's for you again.
I do.
So popular.
You're very popular. Michael, do you hate bronies?
Do I hate bronies? No. I just think it's a little strange. But, you know, you like what you like. The only bronies that I hate are the ones that tell you that you have to go watch My Little Pony, and that if you tell them no, that you're not interested in, then they sit there and they verbally abuse you and harass you for not liking what they like.
I've never ran into that kind of person.
Oh, the host of this show.
It's all over the internet. Like, you can't go anywhere without seeing just angry, angry bronies.
I don't do that to y'all. I just say, you guys need to watch it.
Yeah, but no, I mean, other than those, you know, I don't mind. They do their thing. Even if it's a little strange to me, in my opinion. Do your thing.
All right, Parker. You got a lot more, but I just came up with an idea.
Okay.
After we get done with mail time, we'll do it.
Are you to go tell him to watch it?
Garrett, I got 3 or 4 emails saying you were right about your game.
Oh, Kanawha Jodu?
Yes.
Yeah.
They say it is a very sad game.
I warned you.
And, Nathan?
What up?
Your hate mail.
Yes. Give me the hate.
Why do you gotta be so prejudiced?
What am I hating for this time?
I guess your Scottish accent last podcast.
It was a pikey accent. That's off the movie Snatch. That is an actual movie with Brad Pitt, Vinny Jones, Jason Statham, and I can't think of the rest of the people.
Okay, guys, I've been debating about answering these emails all day for me. And I think I will. Yes, I do suffer from epilepsy. It is no joke.
You don't joke about that.
The reason we laugh about it and joke around about it is because laughter's the best medicine. It's an easy way for me to cope with it. And I have good enough friends that will sit there and either watch gameplay on YouTube for me, or either if they have the game, they'll play it and tell me if I can play it or not due to the flashing lights or something. And, is it rough? It's sort of rough to live with, but, you know, I just kind of go on about my life. You have one, you get up on the horse. That's all I gotta say to that. You know, it's one of those things where you have good friends that sit there and don't judge you and treat you like a somewhat normal human being that you act like.
Normal.
Normal.
We're not normal.
But, Yeah, it's something that you learn to deal with. But, yeah, that's it for now.
I just want to know who I'm prejudiced against.
Everybody.
Everybody, Nathan. Everybody hates you.
I hate everybody, so it's even.
I will give a full review on most likely Saints or Ninja Turtles. I don't know. Depending on how much I get done today, this weekend.
I was totally going to give a review on Attack on Titan, but that, like, every episode is just a cliffhanger, and I wouldn't know where to start. I have too much theory crafting going on.
Conspiracy theories.
No. I do have those too, but still.
It's conspiracy.
Either way.
It's one of those things like, conspiracy.
We're all gonna die from black helicopters.
From black helicopters? Really?
Yeah, Black Hawk down.
Really? Black helicopters?
I'm gonna kick someone into a propeller just like off the Underworld.
I watched that the other day.
I did too.
Sci-fi?
Yes, that's one of the best channels ever.
Except because Horizon Lagnar's on after that, and I had to start work then. I'm like, no! Rise of Lycan is actually a good movie. Because most of the time when movies get past the second one, they start sucking. Fourth one did, but the first three didn't.
True. It's one of those things, it's like, well, I don't know. Have you guys seen any good movies lately?
I saw Elysium.
Elysium?
No, is that any good?
Meh, it's alright.
What about you, Michael?
What's that, Corey?
Did Michael get dropped from the call?
No, it's not
here.
Any good movies?
That's what I've seen.
The Boondock Saints.
Nobody really cares about the Boondock Saints.
You're your damn mind.
That reminds me of Hellsinger Bridge.
Oh, snap.
Boondock Saints.
Hey, guys. I'm out.
Oh, that's really professional.
So pro.
So pro. That is really pro. Oh, well. Okay. I guess on that note, we'll end. Alright, guys. Our podcast is now on iTunes. It's under Corey's Podcast for some reason.
I'm gonna go watch us.
It's Corys. Bye.
We are such unprofessional people.
There we go. Need to cut that out.
Clap.
All right. Contact.
No, I didn't clap during anything else in the game or the thing.
No.
Just the phone call.
All right. We're gonna wrap it up here. Our podcast is on iTunes. Corey's Podcast. For some reason, it's not registering a Crescent Moon Podcast. Working on it. You can like us on Facebook, Crescent Moon Comics. You can email me if you have any suggestions for a top 5 video game I can review, an anime Garrett can review. Any questions? We are interviewing Parker next week.
Woo! What?
So any questions for Parker that you want to ask? Personal? Anything. Doesn't matter.
Oh, my.
Go ahead and shoot them to me. We'll interview them next week. And we'll take rotation all the way around.
Oh, snap.
So, the email to email me at is coreytman@yahoo.com. Facebook me. Go to our website, crescentmooncomics.com. It has all our contact information on there. Other than that, we'll talk. See you beautiful ladies later. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good line to leave. But peace,
yo,
guys.
Bye.
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 Bye.